Welcome to the deep dive. Ready to explore something pretty mind-bending?
I am always up for a challenge.
Today, we're going way beyond just ones and zeros into the realm of quantum randomness and self-modifying computation.
Ooh, sounds complicated.
It is, but also fascinating. Our source material is this academic paper. It's called Quantum Random Self-Modifiable Computation. Dense stuff. But the core idea is, what if computers could rewrite their own code as they run, using, get this, the unpredictability of quantum mechanics?
So, not just following a set program, but actually changing as they go.
That's the idea. It's like dot evolution, but for computers.
Which is a huge departure from how we usually think about them. We're so used to the Turing machine model, right? States, rules, everything fixed.
Yeah, like a super detailed recipe a computer has to follow, exactly.
And that works great for a lot of things.
Yeah.
But the Turing machine has limitations. There are problems it just can't solve because of that rigid structure.
So this X machine the paper talks about, it's trying to break free of those limits.
Exactly. It takes the basic Turing machine idea, but adds two key abilities, quantum random instructions and MUTA instructions.
Okay, break that down for me. Starting with quantum random instructions, what makes them different?
Well, think about your typical random number generator. It's simulating randomness, but it's still based on deterministic algorithms.
So, not truly random.
Right. But with quantum events, we're tapping into something fundamentally unpredictable. Imagine a coin that's both heads and tails at the same time until you look at it.
That's weird.
Quantum mechanics is weird, but that's the kind of randomness we're talking about. And the paper suggests using a quantum random number generator to inject that into the X machine.
So it's making decisions based on truly random input.
Yep. But randomness alone doesn't make a computer rewrite its own code. That's where meta instructions come in.
Ah, okay. Those sound even more mysterious.
They're the game changer, really. Meta instructions let the X machine change its own structure, add new states, new instructions, even replace existing ones.
Hold on. So the computer is basically grabbing its own programming and saying, nope, I'm changing this.
Essentially. And that self-modification, combined with a quantum randomness, means the X machine is constantly evolving. It doesn't just run a program, it adapts as it goes.
Wow. But doesn't that sound a little dangerous? Like, what's stopping it from going haywire?
Well, for now, it's all theoretical. But the exciting part is, this constant evolution lets the X machine explore a huge range of possibilities guided by that randomness. And that leads to one of the paper's boldest claims.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
There are problems called Turing incomputable languages, things Turing machines can never solve. But this paper proposes that X machines, under the right conditions, can crack some of these impossible problems.
So we're not just talking about faster or more efficient. We're talking about solving things we thought were completely unsolvable.
Exactly. And to illustrate, they dive into the halting problem. Are you familiar with that one?
Vaguely refresh my memory.
It's a classic problem in computer science. You're given a program and its input, and you have to figure out, will it eventually stop running or will it go on forever?
Sounds tricky.
For Turing machines, it's impossible, mathematically proven. But with X machines, things get a lot more interesting.
So how do these quantum-powered self-rewriting X machines change the game?
The paper introduces a specific X machine called QX, and get this, it can actually solve halting problems for certain Turing machines.
Problems that would make a regular computer run in circles forever.
Yep, QX uses those meta instructions plus the randomness to basically learn from the Turing machine it's analyzing, adapts itself until it finds a solution.
That's amazing. But if it's always changing, how do we even know the solution it finds is correct? Verification seems tough.
That's a great point, and it highlights one of the big challenges with this whole field. With a constantly evolving machine, we can't just trace its steps like we're used to. We need new ways to think about verification.
So definitely some hurdles to overcome, but the potential is incredible. We've got this theoretical machine that can solve the unsolvable. Where does the paper go from there?
Well, that's where things get really exciting.
So before the break, we were geeking out about QX, this hypothetical X machine that can maybe, just maybe, crack the unsolvable halting problem. But if QX can do that, what else could these X machines be capable of?
Well, hold on to your hats because the paper proposes using them to tackle one of the biggest unsolved mysteries in math,
Yeah.
the Goldbeck conjecture.
Okay, full honesty, number theory isn't my strongest suit. What's that conjecture again?
It says every even number bigger than 2, you can write it as the sum of two prime numbers. Sounds simple, right?
Yeah, deceptively so.
Mathematicians have been trying to prove it for centuries, and no dice so far.
So they're saying an X machine, with all its randomness and self-rewriting tricks, might crack a problem that stumped humans for ages.
Exactly. And here's why that's so significant. The Goldbach conjecture is a prime example, pun intended, of a problem that's super hard to solve with our usual step-by-step approaches.
Because you can't just brute force check every number to infinity.
Right. But the X machine's ability to constantly evolve, explore a zillion possibilities thanks to quantum randomness, that could be a whole new angle of attack.
I'm starting to see how this goes way beyond just computer science. X machines could revolutionize math, maybe even physics. Who knows? But let's get real for a second. How do we actually build one of these things?
Ah, the million-dollar question. The paper does address some of the hurdles, the biggest one. Taming quantum randomness. We have quantum random number generators, sure.
But sticking them into a complex system like an X machine is way harder, I'm guessing.
Orders of magnitude harder.
Yeah.
You got to guarantee that randomness is truly random, no outside influence messing it up, and you make sure it works seamlessly with the X machine's instructions.
Sounds like we need some major breakthroughs in quantum tech before we even try.
That's part of it, for sure. But remember how we talked about the headache of verifying an X machine's results?
Yeah, that was already tricky.
Well, it gets even worse with something as complex as the Goldbach conjecture. Imagine it spits out a solution. How do we know it's right? It came from this crazy process of evolution and random exploration.
So we'd need totally new ways to double check, maybe even new math altogether, just to wrap our heads around it.
Bingo. And the paper kind of hints at this. It suggests that building an X machine won't just need better quantum gadgets. We need a fundamental shift in how we understand computation itself.
It's not just about building a faster computer. It's like rewriting the rule book of computer science.
And that's a huge EE task. But the potential payoff. Enormous. Imagine cracking problems that have baffled us for centuries, unlocking new math, pushing the boundaries of knowledge in ways we can't even picture right now.
It's both exhilarating and a little bit terrifying, honestly. Like, we're talking about changing how we solve problems, how we view the world. But with great power comes great responsibility, right?
Couldn't have said it better myself. And that leads us straight into another layer of this whole thing, which the paper touches on. The ethics of X machines. Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've been on quite a journey, haven't we? From Turing machines to quantum randomness, self-rewriting code, even tackling age-old math problems. But there's this whole other side to X machines we haven't fully explored, the ethics. What happens when we create machines that can evolve and learn all on their own?
It's a question that takes us right to the heart of artificial intelligence. Not the Hollywood robot uprising stuff, but something deeper. When a machine can change its own structure, its own behavior, how do we make sure it still aligns with, you know, human goals and values?
It's not just programming. It's like setting them on an evolutionary path. And who knows where that leads? How do we guide that? How do we prevent them from going off the rails, doing things we never intended?
Yeah, it's a big question. The paper doesn't give us all the answers, but it does flag this as a huge area for more research. Like, we might need entirely new ethical frameworks just for dealing with self-modifying machines. Because our old rules might not apply anymore.
Exactly. We might have to rethink the whole idea of control when it comes to X machines.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to force them to do what we want, maybe we need to learn to collaborate with them. Let them teach us things, co-evolve together.
That's a wild thought. Embracing the unknown instead of being scared of it, seeing it as a chance to learn something new together. It's like, even when we're talking about hardcore computer science, we end up asking questions about ourselves, about our place in the universe.
It's true. And the X machine, even though it's theoretical right now, it's making us think about all this stuff, not just the limits of our technology, but the limits of what we understand in the first place.
This deep dive has been a wild ride, I gotta say. Turing machines, X machines, quantum randomness. We've covered a lot of ground. The technical challenges are huge, but the ethical questions are even bigger.
It just shows you the power of theoretical computer science, right? It's not just about building faster gadgets. It's about pushing the boundaries of what we think is possible, what we even consider intelligence.
So where do we go from here? What's the next chapter in the story of X machines and like computational enlightenment?
That's the best part. We don't know yet, but that's what makes it so exciting. The possibilities are out there, and it's up to us to explore them with curiosity, yeah, but also with caution. And definitely with a sense of wonder.
And on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive. We hope you've enjoyed exploring the weird, wild world of X machines with us. Keep those minds curious, listeners, and until next time, keep diving deep into knowledge wherever you find it.